Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
You had the feeling lately that no matter what you do, you can't seem to get ahead financially. You can't seem to save any money. You can't seem to pay off any debts. And the debt pool just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And at the end of every month, there seems to be more month left than money. And no matter what you try or who you talk to, you cannot seem to get off this hamster wheel of financial crisis. And you can see yourself getting deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, and you feel like there's no way out. And if that's you, then this episode is for you, because I want to talk to you about how to turn your finances around in 90 days or sooner. Because the reality is that a 90-day turnaround period or a 90-day game plan, whether it's in business, your own finances, or in a relationship, is actually all you need. This is why businesses, they report quarter to quarter, because you can actually implement a strategy. And over the course of 90 days, which is a quarter, a season, you can totally transform your life. So that's why a 90-day turnaround strategy is important when it comes to your finances. And our students that come through our mentorship program that need help with this and accountability of how to get their money in order, how to invest it, how to make more of it, then we see most of the results coming in 90 days, because it does. It just takes 90 days of concerted, focused, massive action to turn anything around. Whether it's a business or your finances or relationship, it is 90 days, okay? In fact, it takes your body a full 90 days to do a full blood cycle. So 90 days in a season, it's systemized in that way. So how do you turn your finances around in 90 days? Well, the most important thing is a decision to do it. You just got to decide, I'm going to do it. And you can also see at the end of 90 days, there's an exit strategy. And I see this a lot when people are trying to lose weight. They say, I'm going to give up Coke forever. I'm going to give up chocolate forever. I'm going to just eat rabbit food forever. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week forever. The trick to actually getting ahead and seeing progress is to have a start date and an end date. And the reason you need the end date is because you need to know that there's going to be some solace at the end. There's going to be some a feeling of achievement or a gap or rest, or, you know, like, you can't just run forever. So you have to have a start date and an end date. And so that's critically important, because when it comes to getting hold of your finances, the most important thing you do, no matter what, you've got to cut your costs. And I know you think you can't, but you can. Most people don't even know what they're spending. If they pull it up and go through it, Amazon, Uber Eats, subscription one, subscription two, car payment. They've got a $40,000 car they don't need. Sell it. There's a process by which you go through, which is the very first step of turning your finances around in 90 days, which is sit down quietly and look at your bank statement. Just look there. It's obvious where your money's going. It's going where you're sending it. Stop sending it places it shouldn't go. Delete the Amazon app. Delete the subscriptions. Delete Uber Eats. Set yourself up for success. Take the chocolate out of the pantry, for goodness. Stop buying it just for 90 days. So you've got to go all out, and you've got to cut your costs massively for 90 days. Everything is on the chopping board. Everything is on the table. We've had students sell their car. We've had students sell houses, sell pro. You've got to cut your costs out. It's very difficult to out-earn an ineffective budget. It is. It's so difficult to out-earn those habits that are costing you money. And so the very first step of a 90-day turnaround period is to audit your accounts and actually start cutting costs massively. And so that means, just things that you feel you're entitled to, you're not. That's probably the most effective thing I can say. Now, once you do that, the reason why it's 90 days is because after 90 days, you can, take your foot off the gas a bit. Just have a break. Like, if you thought that this is the way the rest of your life's going to be, you're not going to do it. But it's just a massive cost-cutting experience for the first 90 days, okay? And put everything on the chopping board, because once you do this first step, you'll have a level of financial peace you haven't had for a long time. You'll actually be in front of your costs. Because the reality is, to actually earn more money takes a lot of effort and time and skill, and you just don't have that if you're in crisis. So the very first step of cutting costs, well, look at your bank statements first to see where the costs are actually occurring. That's the first step. Like, when a patient goes into the hospital emergency ward, The first thing the doctors and nurses do, I'd assume, would be to look at what's wrong. So they'd be going, well, what's wrong here? Let's diagnose the problem. Ah, the patient is bleeding to death because they have a massive cut in their carotid artery and there's blood splurting everywhere. That could probably be the biggest problem we need to work on, because if we don't stem the bleeding, this person will die in the next 10 minutes. Right? Or they're not breathing, which means they're going to die in the next 4 minutes. If the brain doesn't get oxygen for 4 minutes, it dies. So you've got to look at yourself and go, where is the big problem here? And most people don't want to look at their costs because it's looking in the mirror, because your costs are just a direct reflection of your behavior, and your behavior is terrible. So stop displaying terrible behavior. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you are out of control. You need to bring it back. You're too entitled. Stop it. Right? That's what you got to do. So you look at where the problem lies. Now, most people's problems when it comes to their finances are in their costs. They just are. I do this every day. And I'm telling you, that's where the problems lie. Your costs are too high. So make some bold moves and start stemming the bleeding. You got to go through triage, where you're just triaging the wounds. You're like, okay, well, the patient's breathing, which is great, but they're bleeding uncontrollably. So what's the first thing you need to do? You need to get a tourniquet. You need to close the wound, cauterize it, tourniquet, stop the bloody bleeding, stop the bleeding. And this is your first step. And once you do that, the most of the battle's won. Because if you've got a certain amount of income coming in from your job and you've cut your costs and you can see yourself $100, $200, $300, $400 a month in front, then most of your turnaround story is done. So the two big steps you can take one, look at your bank statements and do an actual audit. And two, start changing your behavior to cut the cost, stem the bleeding, triage the wound, cauterize the bleeding, and stop it from bleeding. And once you do that, you'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief that you're actually turning things around. But most people don't do that. They look for, when they come into a financial turnaround story, they go, I need to turn my finances around. I'm going to make more money. Well, let me tell you something. If you're bleeding out, it won't matter if you're, nothing will matter, because it won't matter how much money you make. If you're getting more money and you can't stand bleeding, it will just disappear as well. And this is where you see people living paycheck to paycheck, no matter if they're on $250,000 a year and they're living paycheck to paycheck, or they're on $50,000, same thing. They cannot control their bleeding. And so trying to make money when you're in financial crisis and you're bleeding out is like doctors trying to work on, curing your cancer if you're bleeding. It's like, what the heck? What's the point? Cancer's going to kill me in 5 years. Bleeding's going to kill me in 10 seconds or 10 minutes, right? So you're working on the wrong things. You've got to cure the cancer of not making enough money later and just cure the cost structure now, okay? And once you get into a level of financial peace, which is where you actually have stemmed the bleeding, from financial peace, where you've got a little bit of buffer each month, then turn around and start some sort of side hustle in affiliate marketing, network marketing, whatever it is, to build your skills and make extra money without you having to engage in any financial risk or any deploy any massive amounts of capital. That's where you turn next, and you double your income then. So you start to earn a second income stream. And once you do that, once you've cut your stem, your bleeding, and you're ahead, then you start to earn a second income. Wonderful. You've got more money. Then you can turn around and say, well, now I'm going to invest it. And you start to invest that to grow the money on autopilot. In that order, that's how you get ahead. But in 90 days, in the first month, you can cut most costs. So you triage the wound, cauterize the wound, and stem the bleeding in the first 30 days. Okay. Refinance your mortgage, sell stuff out of your garage, put things on Facebook Marketplace. Just go on, buy a sale, start selling things, pay off debts that are high interest debts. Over 10% is a high interest debt. Pay that off, as much as you can from any proceeds of sales of things in your house. Refinance your home, renegotiate your phone, look at a new insurance company to redo your insurances. Cut certain insurances that don't make sense, like pet insurance may not make sense for the next 90 days. Just remember, this is 90 days. It's not forever. Just cut as much stuff as you can for 90 days just to get ahead. You're just trying to get some breathing room. Just for goodness sakes, hey, just to breathe. Just do that. And then once you've achieved it, go, all right, I'm at peace. Cool, what's the next step? All right, now I'm going to go and get uncomfortable again. I'm going to start making some extra money. How do I do that? Well, I'll look for a very low cost, very low risk way to develop skills to deploy to make money. And it's going to be an affiliate marketing network. It just is. It's not going to be anything else. That's how you make money when you have nothing, okay? And then once you do that, great. You then go, well, now I need to do some micro investing. You start to put some money away in Rays or Acorns or Mocha if you're in Canada, or Moneybox if in the UK. Just these micro investing apps, you can start to put a little bit of money away, even if it's $5 a week, and then you can start to see your progress. And all of a sudden, in 90 days, you've stemmed the bleeding, you've cut your costs, you've got a bit of money left, you've learned how to make another income, you've been paid something extra outside your job, and then you've also been able to invest a little bit into an index fund or something. So you're getting ahead. You're feeling like you're in control. And you've just nailed the three core steps. And by doing that, you'll see evidence that you're good and your mindset will improve and your financial IQ will have gone up. And your feeling of getting your money in control will happen. And in the meantime, you can also renegotiate your job income and maybe switch jobs and increase your income. I've had students come in and go from 60 grand a year to 95 grand a year in the space of 90 days because they've actually focused on it. So you can do all this in 90 days. You don't need to wait 6 months, 12 months. It's next 90 days. And they're the things you got to work on. And this is the approach you got to take. All out, all in, fully committed. Don't take a backward step. It's not forever. Just go for it. This is the attitude of what it's going to take. Everything's on the table. And if you do this and get ahead, you'll be in front of it. And then you go, oh my God, I'm never going to go back there again. And then you can slowly get rid of your credit card debts, have zero debt. Just don't have any debt, have more income than you need, invest the proceeds, have an emergency fund and a buffer, and just be at financial peace. Because financial peace is just so, being in financial peace compared to financial crisis is better than being at financial freedom versus financial peace, if that makes sense. So the level of improvement of your life from financial crisis to financial peace is bigger. The improvement is more than what it is from financial peace to financial freedom. Does that make sense? So the joy you get in life or how your life improves is much more from crisis to peace. So that's why I'm a big proponent in just helping you get to financial peace, because from there you can make very intelligent financial decisions. You can be very thoughtful and strategic. Whereas if you're in crisis, you're just in reaction. You're just fighting to stay alive. And no one can build a life around that. You just can't. No one can build a business out of that. Like, you have to have a level of peace and foundations in place before you build. So I hope this episode's helped you, to help inspire you more than anything, to just get hold of your finances for the next 90 days and get in front of it. That's it. So take some of these points I've made in this episode, go and execute it with violence, and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Share it with a friend. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube if you can. Go check out the other videos on there. Leave us a comment, and of course, go check out the show notes. I always forget about talking about the show notes. But in the show notes, if you want to grab my book, Money Buys Happiness, go to the show notes and grab it. And it'll implement, there's this 5 steps in there you can implement that'll help this journey. And then it comes with these amazing bonuses, free audiobook, you know, free coaching sessions. It's awesome. So go check that out in the notes section. Join our Telegram channel, LloydsTelegram.com. It's free, daily money tips in there. And make sure you've joined our Facebook group too, because I run webinars and web classes that are free from time to time, and I promote them primarily in there. But you know what? Go grab the book. You'll be on our email list. And I just really hope you take this episode and implement it so you can get ahead. Because when you're ahead, you can do amazing things. All right. So hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll see you in the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.